मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगायते गिरिं यत् कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। नामश्रेष्ठं मनुमपि सचिपुत्रमत्र स्वरूपं रूपं तस्याग्रजं उरुपुरी मातुरीं गोष्ठवातिं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवाशां प्राप्तो यस्य प्रतितकृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि। चैतन्यं सुमनं मनं मनमनं मानं मनं मानसं माया धाव धवं धवं धव धवं धावं धवं माधवं स्वास्वास्वारसरं सरं सरसरं सारं सरं वासरं वैकुण्ठादिभवं भवं भवभवं भावं भवं संभवं। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंदा हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरि बोल। हरे कृष्ण। कैन यू जस्ट सिट इन Gets
yeah,
little. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, okay. I just sit there, no problem. No. It's okay. You can sit there. Just give me some, just to keep the bug. There's a stand. Oh, okay. No problem. Thank you. No problem. So, I have 10 minutes with me. Okay, 10-15 minutes with me. I don't know how much we can cover because we are trying to touch the glories of Ramchandra, which Sukadeva Goswami took 1.5 days to describe completely when he was speaking the Bhagavatam. He spoke from 3.5 days to 4.5 days. So that's one whole day just to speak on Ramchandra. And it is even described in the Bhagavatam that when he was speaking on Ramchandra, the verses of the 9th canto, he used to pause in the middle. He was saying the verses, rukte te bhij bhij mein. When he was saying, he used to narrate and he used to stop in the middle. Because his meditation was constantly broken by the fantabulous qualities of Ramchandra. He used to describe one quality and then he felt this quality is even better. So that was broken. And then he used to go there. So the verses also, if you see, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that although the chapters, if you see in the Bhagavatam, are less on Ramchandra, because Bhagavatam is describing Purna Purushottam, Krishna. But Sukadeva Goswami took a long time, one whole day to describe the 9th avatar of Krishna. We are celebrating Dasera. That's the 10th day. We have Navaratri and then Dasera. That's the 10th day. There are different names for Dasera. Dasha in Sanskrit means 10. And there are two meanings to the next word. One meaning is ahara. Just like we say ahar nisham. Nisha means night and ahar means day. So goddess Durga, she was in meditation, as we know, to kill Mahishasura for 9 nights and killed the 10th day. Therefore it is called as Dasha ahar. Ahar means day. So she took 9 nights and the 10th day that came up, Goddess Durga killed. And in the case of Ramchandra, it is also described in such a way that Ramchandra killed the 10-headed Ravana. Dasha.
Dasha.
That's why we say Dasera. Because the 10-headed Ravana was defeated by the Supreme Personality. Actually, Valmiki even goes on to say in the Ramayana, that Ramchandra actually didn't come to kill Ravana. Sometimes when we ask somebody why Ramchandra came, said to kill Ravana. But Ramchandra is so powerful, he can sit in the supreme planet and just give a heart attack to Ravana. He did not have to come to this metal world to kill him. And what Ramchandra did, he had to lose his wife, cry in separation, run behind a deer which he knew is a demon. Didn't do anything supernatural. If you see Krishna, right from the birth, he did everything supernatural to convince people that I am God. But Ramchandra, it was in such a difficult situation. Although he is God, he was trying to act like a human being. There are two defects in Kali Yuga. One defect is to consider a human being to be God. And the other defect is to consider God to be a human being. In the case of Ramchandra, that happens. Sometimes people think, hey, why you call Ramchandra as God? What he did extra that I don't? He's crying. He's going and fighting. If he's God, can't he really directly fight? Why he needs the help of all the monkeys? But they don't understand. Ramchandra is Maryada Purushottam. Valmiki describes Ramchandra was so perfect in every single thing that even when he smiled, he was particular about how many teeth were seen. He is Maryada Purushottam. Maryada means discipline. He was disciplined in every way. Valmiki says that Mother Sita was the only person who saw all moods of Ramchandra. Some saw only as a king. Some saw only as a son. Some saw only as an ideal human being. But Mother Sita, being the wife or the consort, as we say in the spiritual sense, saw all the moods of Ramchandra. Because Ramchandra is eternally Swayam Bhagavan. And if you see these monkeys also in Ram Leela, they are not ordinary. They are not ordinary monkeys. They were all headed by Sugriva and Hanuman. And these monkeys, if you see, they were selflessly working for Ramchandra. I was taking a walk with my beads, the place where I stay, in the morning. It was like around 6:30 in the morning. And I happened to see a squirrel. And there was something very, very specific about a squirrel. Squirrels here in the US don't have three lines on their back. Have you seen that? Those three lines on the back of a squirrel aren't seen here. You can see in India. Because the history goes on to say that when the Setu was being built, everybody was helping. The birds were helping. There were birds who were thirsty but couldn't drink water because a pebble was there in their beak. If they dropped the pebble, service to Ramchandra is broken. They used to fly all the way taking small pebbles and drop it. So the squirrel was carrying small stone and Hanuman was laughing. Hey, he needs big, big rocks. What are you carrying small pebbles? And Ramchandra was so happy with the squirrel's work that when the squirrel walked all the way with the pebble, kept it on the other end, Ramchandra called it close. And when the squirrel very humbly went, Ramchandra kept him on his lap and patted. And the three-finger line of Ramchandra on the back still remains in the squirrels there. That is Adbhut. And in that story, it is described that when Hanuman was actually laughing at the squirrel, that he needs big rocks and you're getting pebbles, Ramchandra didn't like it. Because Ramchandra, as Supreme Personality, doesn't compare how much service you're doing with how much service she's doing. Krishna never compares how much service A is doing with respect to how much service B is doing. But in fact, compares how much service A can do and how much service A is actually doing. Makes a point? If I can do 10 and I do 9 and you can do 20 and you're doing 15, Krishna is happy with both. Krishna is not comparing and saying, you're doing 9, she's doing 15. She's doing 15, she's doing 31. Because everybody is in different situation. Ramchandra took the best that you can offer. Small, small baby monkeys were all crawling and getting. Ramchandra blessed everybody. But there was one thing that Ramchandra didn't do. When he was going back to Ayodhya, he didn't take them to Ayodhya. They served selflessly to Krishna, Ramchandra. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Neha Vikrama Nashosti Pratyavayo Na Vidyate Svalpam Api Asya Dharmasya Trayate Mahato Bhayat. Second chapter, 40th, 41st verse. Krishna says, smallest service you do is never lost. And these monkeys are all doing so very beautiful service. And it superficially seems that Ramchandra is not giving them anything in return. But Valmiki said a very beautiful point, which he connects in the end part of Ramayana. Says, these monkeys were all blessed to such an extent that when Ramchandra came as Krishna and when he was breaking pots in Vrindavan, the first thing he was doing is breaking pots taking butter out of it and feeding the monkeys, and these monkeys were reincarnation of those monkeys. Have you ever thought? Krishna used to break pots in Vrindavan, and he used to take all the complaints. The gopis used to come to Mother Yashoda and say, "Your son is a thief." And Krishna used to look at them and say, "Me? You are a thief. This butter belongs to me." The gopis never understood. Because Krishna says that Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, when the whole creation belongs to Krishna, isn't the butter in the neighbor's house also belong to Krishna? Krishna just going and taking the butter that belongs to him. And he used to feed the monkeys. Keep feeding the monkeys and keep feeding the monkeys. And when the monkeys were completely full, he used to break the pot of butter and say, "This butter is so useless, even these monkeys don't want it." Why these monkeys were so special? Because Krishna, as Ramchandra, was helped by these monkeys. And what Ramchandra gave in return? He gave them Brajvas, eternal residence in Vrindavan. And as baby Krishna, crawling and walking and speaking broken words and lying and cheating, that Krishna is stealing butter only to feed these monkeys. Can you imagine how nectarian that butter would be? How those monkeys would be enjoying? Just imagine the best butter in Braj Bhumi, made out of the milk of Padma Gandha cows, who are the best in Vrindavan. That butter. And baby Krishna with his little hands and pink palm is putting his hand into your mouth and giving the butter first to you. Not even Krishna is not having, he's taking and giving it to you. That was the fortune of these monkeys. And Ramchandra did that in multiple occasions. When the Setu was being built, he ordered Hanuman to get all the rocks possible. So there was one specific hill that Hanuman was picking and getting. And when he was coming close, Ramchandra said, "Enough, enough, enough. Whoever is coming, just stop and go back, because the Setu is built." And can you imagine the hill in Hanuman's hand? He was crying. He waited Satyug and Treta Yug. He was waiting for Ramchandra to call him. And when Ramchandra is calling, Hanuman's hand is touching him. And Ramchandra says, "Go. We don't need. The Setu is built." The hill was crying and telling Hanuman, "You have to bless me. You took me in your hands. You promised me I'm going to serve Ramchandra. I was excited. And my Lord doesn't want me. I'm not going to move from this place. Go and drop me where I was." And when Ramchandra heard that, he came to that place. And he begged pardon to that hill. He was so Maryada Purushottam. We don't even care for animals these days. We're just talking to Mataji. We don't even care for living things. You know, we are kind only to mankind, not to the other kind. We're not even kind to mankind. But Ramchandra was so ideal. He was going and begging forgiveness to the hill. The hill was just unmoved, wasn't listening to Ramchandra. And then Ramchandra said, "Don't worry. Today, I didn't take you. But there'll be a time when I won't take anybody else and I'll take only you." The hill waited. Satyayug, Tretayug, and Dwaparayug. And when Ramchandra became Krishna, that hill reincarnated in Braj Bhumi as Giri Govardhan. Govardhan. And what Krishna did, he didn't pick any rock. He said, "I'll pick Govardhan for 7 days and seven nights. Exclusive mercy." This Ramchandra did. Even his brother, Lakshman, he is also exalted. When Ramchandra was talking to Lakshmana and they were searching for Mother Sita, Sugriv came with some jewels. Some earrings and some necklace of Mother Sita. And said, he asked Ramchandra, "Is this your wife's or your consort's?" Ramchandra couldn't even bear seeing that because he said, "I'll break down. Lakshmana, please go and confirm whether they belong to Sita." He went and told Sugriv, "I don't know." Lakshmana went and told Sugriv, "I don't know to whom this belongs to." So Sugriv said, "Why? You don't know who it belongs to?" He came back to Ramchandra and he said, "I'm sorry. I have seen Mother Sita only up to the feet." He said, "I don't know about these earrings." "Yes, but these anklets, Nupur, they belong to Mother Sita. I have not seen her over the ankle." This was their ideal character. Ramchandra was perfect in everything. Right from the time he was banished to the time he conquered Ravana. We are talking so much about Dasera conquering Ravana. You know, Ravana was a Brahmin. He was a son of a Brahmin. His father had two wives. One was Kshatriya and one was Brahmin and Kshatriya. And Ravana was born from that father, Brahmin father. But he was born during a wrong time, therefore he became very evil. Vibhishan was born during Brahma Murta, therefore he was fine. So, because he was a Brahmin and Ramchandra was on the same battlefield battling Ravana, he didn't know what to do. If I kill him, I'll get the sin of killing a Brahmin. What a dilemma. I have to kill him, he's a demon, but he's in the form of a Brahmin. It's possible. Sometimes people think that Brahmin, matlab, you're going to be very noble. And if you're a Rakshasa, you're going to be very bad. The Bhagavatam actually talks even contradictory points also. You could have a Brahmin who's a Rakshas, like Ravana. And you could have a Rakshasa who's a great devotee, like Prahlad. Bhagavatam describes so many beautiful points. You could be born in a family that is full of Rakshasas, but you could still be the greatest devotee. And you could be born in a family of greatest devotees, and you could still be a demon. That negates being Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra by birth. Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagasha. On the basis of our activities. So he didn't know what to do. So you know what Ramchandra did? He took an arrow, touched Ganga water to it, chanted mantras, and shot it at the feet of Ravana. That arrow was an arrow that transformed into flower garland. He first shot an arrow of flowers at the feet of Ravana, saying, I'm sorry, I know you're a Brahmin, but please give me permission so that I kill you. This was Ramchandra. Ramaya, Ramabhadraya.
Who was told after his death? Hey Ram, hey Ram only.
Who, Ravana?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is because Ravana is also a great devotee. The associates of Krishna are so exalted. Sometimes in our mundane sense, we feel that, oh, he's good, he's bad. Or this is divine, this is demoniac. But we have to understand that when somebody God wants to wrestle with, that person has to be a proper consciousness. Krishna's friends itself, sometimes they say, Krishna, you want some wrestling? No problem, we'll become your enemies and you battle us. And then Ravana was also like that. The two doorkeepers of Vishnu, they took three lives of rebirth. They became Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, who were killed by Varaha and Narsingha. And they became Ravana and Kumbhakarna, two brothers. And then they became Shishupal and Dantavakra, who were killed by Krishna. So all three lives, they were actually associates, doorkeepers of Vishnu. But they were delivered by Vishnu himself. Who else can deliver? They were actually given a curse of 1,000 lifetimes on earth as devotees. They said, no. We would prefer three lives as demons on earth. We don't want to be on earth. And even if we become demons, we have to be killed by you. That's the condition. Who will take, if we are given a chance of 1,000 lifetimes and three lifetimes? We'll say, no, it's better to be a devotee. Mama janmani janmani ishvare. Lifetime after lifetime. But Jay and Vijay said, no. We want to go back to Vaikuntha. Three lives. But the condition is you have to come and kill us. Vishnu said, okay. So like that, Krishna takes different incarnations. And I don't have time. So all that I can say, since you insisted to speak on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, probably we could take it off class. We could take it offline. Then we can, I'll say as many things as possible. But now there is no time. I think I have to stop just before Gaurarti and Muktavandya Prabhu is here. So in his presence, I should stop. Hare Krishna. No, a fool is best if he keeps his mouth shut. Gaur Premanand.